Halfway on the I-35 drive between San Antonio and Laredo is Cotulla. In the middle of the harsh South Texas brush country, this county seat of LaSalle County has been a struggling town for decades, but not these days. Cotulla is thriving. Big trucks are everywhere, hauling miles of pile, gravel, and fracking sand for oil rigs that have popped up to cash in on the Eagle Ford Shale oil and natural gas boom.
These are unheard of growth rates.
James Labaugh is a tax and fiscal consultant for the Texas Oil and Gas Association. He says by the year 2020, the Eagle Ford Shale boom is expected to support about 68,000 full-time jobs. And Labaugh says the state raked in $176 million more this year than last year in taxes in only four counties on the production of oil and gas.
So the Eagle Ford is proving to just be an amazing jobs-producing, revenue-generating machine, especially for South Texas, but also for all of Texas.
Prosperity like this doesn't come without more than a few problems.
The increase in now is twice as much, if not even more, than we've ever seen before.
LaSalle County Deputy Sheriff Jose Garcia patrols the 1,400 square miles with just seven deputies. He's short-staffed. On a normal day before the boom, his department would handle a handful of calls. Now up to 15 can come in on a single shift, many of them deadly traffic accidents. According to an open records request from the Texas Department of Transportation, there have been nearly 1,200 accidents involving 18-wheelers since 2011, and 25 deaths in the 19-county region of the Eagle Ford Shale exploration. It's not clear which accidents directly involved Eagle Ford Shale trucks, but it shows how the increase in traffic has contributed to growing traffic problems.
The accidents have also increased in fatalities. We've had our share of traffic accident fatalities involving 18-wheelers and of course, regular motor vehicles.
One of those accidents involved 45-year-old Guadalupe Quintanilla, killed in a fiery crash 2 years ago. The family's attorney, Jorge Herrera, settled a multi-million dollar case against a trucking company responsible for the crash. Herrera says Quintanilla was driving in Jim Hogg County on December 2nd, when a truck coming in the opposite direction slammed right into him. Both drivers died at the scene. Herrera says the crash was caused by the other truck's bad tires.
These trucks were being run every day, long hauls, hauling thousands and thousands of pounds of load, going over highway, going over ranch roads, and so those tires are getting significantly worn out.
Herrera provided Texas Public Radio with an audio deposition involving the owner of the company that was declassified by the courts for the benefit of the public. In that deposition, Herrera asked the owner about his company's safety manual.
As the owner of the company, would you agree that you're the head person in charge?
Yes.
The buck stops with you.
Right.
You're responsible for everything that goes on with the company.
Yep.
Have you ever read it?
Not every single page.
So even the owner of the company didn't even know what was even in his own safety manual. So if the boss doesn't even know what's there, how can he even expect for his employees to know?
He says it's profit over people that allowed the owner to get away with little to no maintenance or safety inspections of his fleet. Herrera continued the deposition with the owner of the now-defunct company. He asked the owner if the company trained its drivers on trucking regulations.
Whatever.
So I guess that's a no?
I guess.
Is that yes or no, sir?
No.
They didn't do the basic necessities to ensure safety.
And Herrera says there are more companies out there just like this that he wants to stop in their tracks.
These lawsuits will hopefully scare the industry to forcefully regulate itself and to create safer companies.
But truck drivers like Bernard Garcia say they feel governmental regulations on trucking keeps them safe. Garcia is an 8-year veteran of highway hauling. In years past, he says drivers like his uncle would put the pedal to the metal to meet demands.
And he'd go to California and back and be back in 3 days, you know, God bless his heart, you know, rest his soul. But back then they didn't have the logbooks, and he would just drive and drive and drive.
But everyone else dealing with the Eagle Ford Shale boom is definitely in a full bore hurry. Drillers are frantic to reach and pump out the oil while the price is still high. Area town mayors are scrambling to provide housing, water, and public services. Local businesses hustle to cash in on selling barbecue, bunks, and beer to the migration of oil workers. Grocery stores struggle to keep their store shelves stocked. State Senator Judith Zaffirini says there are wonderful opportunities, but also serious concerns.
With an increase in population in the city, you need infrastructure, you need housing, you need retail stores, you need health care.
James Labaugh says it seems the positive aspects of Eagle Ford Shale outweigh most of the negatives. Attorney Jorge Herrera just doesn't think the rush to profit from the boom should be paid for with people's lives.
In the oil industry, time is money.
Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.